So let's review. Zog the Mishnah. Hashutafin Shiroto Lasis Mechitza Bechatzer, Bainin as a Kaisel Be'emza. If two partners agreed to build a dividing wall in their yard, they share the cost of the wall equally, and they build the wall exactly down the middle so that each one provides half the area of the wall. Malkum Shinogu Livnois Gvil Gazes Kfisin Levainin Bainin, Hakol Kiminiga Medina. Regarding the various types of stones or bricks used to build the wall, it depends on the custom in each specific area. However, each type of stone or brick requires the prescribed thickness so that it lasts. And the Mishnah elaborates, Begvil, zenois and gimel tvachim, zenois and gimel tvachim. If they use rough stones that are 6 tvachim wide, each partner gives 3 tvachim of land from his side for the area upon which the thickness of the wall will be built. Begazis, zenois and tvachim umechza, zenois and tvachim umechza. If they use smooth stones that are 5 tvachim wide, each partner gives 2.5 tvachim for the wall. Bekfisen, zenlois and tvachayim, zenlois and tvachayim. If they use 2 half bricks that are each 1.5 tefach wide plus a tefach of mortar in between, which in all is 4 tvachim wide, each partner gives 2 tvachim for the wall. Belevenin, zenlois and tefach umechza, zenlois and tefach umechza. If they use 1 whole brick that is 3 tvachim wide, each partner gives 1.5 tvachim for the wall. Lefikach, im nafal hakaisel, hamakam avanim shoshneim. Therefore, if the wall later collapses, the partners or their heirs split the area and the remaining stones evenly, and one cannot claim that he owns the majority because it's assumed that they shared equally in the cost of the wall and its area as prescribed. The Gemara introduces a discussion whether in a chatz or a courtyard, hezek re'iyah shmei hezek, to look into someone's private yard is considered damage and forbidden, or hezek re'iyah lav shmei hezek, to look into someone's private yard is not considered damage and permitted. The Gemara explains our Mishnah both ways. According to the opinion Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, the Mishnah says, Hashutafin Shirotu Lasis Mechitza, my Mechitza, Plukta. The word Mechitza refers to a division. And the Mishnah teaches that once they agreed to divide their yard, they are halachically obligated to build a dividing wall, even if they did not agree to a wall, because Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. According to the opinion Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek, the Mishnah says, Hashutafin Shirotu Lasis Mechitza, my Mechitza, Guda. The word Mechitza refers to a wall. And time of the Ratsu, Holei Ratsu Emechai Benoise. They're obligated to build a wall only if they agree to do so, but they are not halachically obligated to build a dividing wall because Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. The Gemara first assumes that Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek and proceeds to ask 6 questions from 5 Mishnayas and 1 Amruk ruling where it seems that Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. These 6 questions are alluded to in the Siman, Gina, Kaisel, Koifin, Becholkin, Chaloinis, Rav Nachman. Gina. In the Sefer of our Mishnah, it says, V'chim begina. Malkum shenogu ligder mechai benoisei. In a garden, the shutfen are obligated to build a dividing wall, even if they did not agree to one. The Gemara answers, Gina shani. In the vegetable garden, all agree that hezek re'iyah shmei hezek. Because as Rav says, Asla adam lamed b'stei chaveiroi, b'sho shehir emendis b'kamesau. A person may not stand in someone's field when the crops are fully grown and noticeable. Because as Rashi explains, Shalei zekena b'ayin ro. An evil eye can damage the crops, and this is more severe than general Hezek Re'iyah. Kaisel. A later Mishnah says, Kaisel chatzer shenafal, mechayv enos libnos adal ramas. If a dividing wall collapsed, the partners or the heirs are obligated to rebuild the wall to the height of 4 amas. The Gemara answers, nafal shani. If an existing wall collapsed, all agree that Hezek Re'iyah shmei Hezek, because as Rashi explains, shekvar nisratzu harishayin b'kaisel. The original owners agreed to a wall. And as Tesis add, Shahurgu Lulasa is Dvar Hetz, the Machatzav Lelumdu Lidzar Zemizeh. They already became used to conducting their private matters in the yard, and they're not accustomed to be careful from one another. Kaifin. A later Mishnah says, Kaifin Nais Livnais Beis Shar Bedelas Lachatzav. A partner in the yard is compelled to pay for the cost of the outer door and entranceway. The Gemara answers that in this case, all agree that Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek because Hezek the Rabim Shani. These are to prevent the public from looking in, which is considered a hezek. Chalkin. A later Mishnah says, Ein chalkin es achatzer, at she'ei ba dalet amas lezeh, ba dalet amas lezeh. One partner cannot compel the other to split their yard unless it was wide enough for each partner to receive 4 amas. This implies, however, hoyesh ba kedei lezeh u kedei lezeh chalkin. If it was wide enough, one partner can compel the other to split the yard, apparently because hezek re'iyah shmei hezek. The Gemara answers, "B'mesipas ba'alma." They only divide it with a marker so that each partner has his own space, but not necessarily with a solid wall because Hezek Re'iyah lav shmei Hezek. Chaloinis. A later Mishnah says, Hachaloinis beimel malo beimel mato beimel kenegdo and dalaramas. If a person builds a wall opposite his neighbor's window, the wall should be built at a height of 4 amas above or below the window, and should be 4 amas away from the window, because as the Brayse explains, milmalon kedishlo yotzitz v'yira, it must be 4 amas higher, so that one cannot stand on the wall and peer downward through the window. Milmaton kedishlo yamid v'yira, it must be 4 amas lower, so that one cannot stand on the wall and look in through the window. Mekenegdon kedishlo yafel, it must be 4 amas away, so not to obstruct the sunlight from the window. The Gemara answers, Hazik debayashami. In a house, all agree that Hazik re'iyash mehazik. Because as Rashi explains, Sha'adam oisib bebeisa divrei hetzna. One conducts his private matters in his house. Rav Nachman of Shmuel says, Gaga samach lechatzach haveri, oisin le'maka gavoya dal ramas. If a person's roof was near his neighbor's yard, he must build a wall 4 amas high so that he does not see into his neighbor's yard. The Gemara answers, in this case, all agree that Hezek Riyash may Hezek, because the neighbor claims, Lididi kavili tashmishi, Lididach le kavilach tashmishdach, V'lo yedana v'hayidna salika v'asas ditzanayin menach. I use my yard regularly, but you don't use your roof regularly. Therefore, I don't know when to be cautious. However, as Rashi adds, Avachatza achaluka l'tabayu, kavir tashmishdi l'chol echad b'chelkoi kol shah v'lo avdiba mila ditzino. However, in a divided yard, they both use it all the time and will always refrain from doing private matters there. This discussion continues into the next daf.